Hello Central, give me heaven, for my mother's there. And they were so sad, and they would sit and cry, you know.
She used to sing that one to me. Mm-hmm. I used to stay with her so much in the store.
Yeah.
When she kept the store open after Papa died.
And also, Lala is the only person that I've ever known who sang with the angels while she was still living.
I told you that.
Tell that story again. I like that story.
My brother's wife was dying.
Uncle William's wife, Pink,
was dying with tuberculosis. And she was perfectly in her right mind. And so it was about 2 o'clock in the morning. And I was in the room, and my mother and Lilla and William. And she reached her hand and pulled me down and says, Gladys, take care of my girls and teach them to sew. And then she turned and says, listen. And Lola says, what is it, Pink? What do you hear? And she says, the rustle of wings. Then she says, it's angels. Says, the room is full of angels. Says, see their wings? Don't you hear their wings? And says, they're singing. And Lola says, what are they singing, Pink? And she said, oh, bear me away on your snowy wings. And Pink started singing. And she was so weak. And she says, sing. All of you sing. And Lilla was the only one who could sing. So she sang to him all the way through as the angel sang to Pink. And she died with Lilla singing to her.
That was the hymn that was played at Lola's funeral.
And so she's the only person I have ever heard of who sang with the angels.
And if I play for a funeral, I never play that hymn.
I don't stand there.
We looked and looked and looked for that hymn.
I couldn't sing. I was so full. But Lola was strong enough. She was a very strong person. And, of course, your granddaddy White loved the ladies. But she was always true and staunch and stayed at home knowing he'd come back. And he always came back.
Jim White did? Did he run off?
He didn't leave her ever. But he had his faults. But she never saw them. And she was always glad to see him. And he called her Sugar. Hello, Sugar. And she always greeted him with open arms and was kind to him. And just never mentioned it at all, just ignored the whole thing. She was quite a woman.
When Big Mama was just a few years ago, you know, when she had hardening of the arteries.
Mm-hmm.
And she would go way back in time.
She'd remember that.
She could remember her childhood. Mm-hmm. And she would come out perfectly fluent. Sometimes with things that happened in her childhood or evidently things that had happened that were triggering memories.
Yes.
And so one afternoon, Aunt Kite was over with Aunt Evadale just a few years ago, and they were dressing Big Mama. It was in the morning. They were getting her gown off and getting on her dress. And so Aunt Kite was standing in front of Big Mama to help steady her while Aunt Evadale was getting her clothes. And Big Mama put, Aunt Kite says, Big Mama put both of her hands on her shoulder and just sort of hugged her like she was going to dance around the room with her almost, but she was too old to do that sort of thing. She just kind of moved up and down and shook Aunt Kite and says, he's a-coming.
Yeah.
And Aunt Kite said, I wonder if she was thinking about getting dressed. You know, here she was getting dressed and we were combing her hair. We had her hair down and fixing to brush it, that perhaps she was waiting on maybe Papa or something to come by and pick her up for some reason, maybe early after they were married or before
they were married
or whatever. You know, that she just, her face lit up.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, he's a-coming.
Yeah.
And that she was waiting on somebody to come get her.
He always loved and adored her.
Uh-huh.
He really did. As I said, he was so fastidious. And he always dressed in the morning He always put a perfume on his hanky and stuck it in his pocket. He used color back all of his days to keep his hair from being white.
That's the same thing as grease and formula.
Same thing. And he very faithfully used that every morning. And he always wore a vest with a watch chain across when he was younger. And he's faithful to the church. He's always a pillar in the church. He sat on the front pew. And if the preacher needed anything or the church needed anything, Jim was the one that furnished it.